This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hey everyone, today's episode is brought to you by our incredible sponsors that help make this show happen.
The Outdoor Podcast is proudly brought to you by XOP Outdoors, Carbon Express, Block Targets, Moultrie, Gas Bowstrings, and Burris Optics, produced by Bowhunter Planet. We thank you for tuning in and being a part of our outdoor heritage.
Grab your favorite bow, your pack, your chair, and let's get started. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Outdoor Podcast presented by Bowhunter Planet. I'm Tim. This is Dave. And tonight we are joined by Jason Fogg with Expedition Archery, and we're going to talk all about the new launch for this year. Jason, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Good, man. Yeah, it's good to have you. It's always a pleasure to, and we love these podcasts where we get to kind of show off the new stuff, the new technology, everything that you guys have been working so hard for launch day. And we're excited to have you on and kind of go through the bows with us.
Awesome. Yeah, it's been a lot of work to get to this point. You know, Expedition's a great company to be part of, but this bow that you have in front of you is a ground up redesign. We're pretty excited about what we have going.
Yeah, I was going to say, I started off, so this year I'm hunting right now with the X-Lite 32, which I absolutely love the bow.
Yeah.
And to me, it was, you know, shooting that bow all year, I've been telling people a lot. Everybody will ask me, like, what bow are you using? What are you hunting with, you know? And they don't expect me to say that, to be honest. I'm like, X-Lite 32. Yeah. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it's awesome, man. And that bow is such a shooter. It's hard to describe it to people if you haven't shot one. That's why I always tell people, get out and shoot one, you know, you got to go try the stuff. And this year was, man, I just got done today filming most of these bows, and I was blown away by the bow itself. I mean, the lightness of these bows and the overall size was just incredible to me. What happened, I didn't think would happen, to be honest, is I ended up liking the 33 a little bit better. And that's weird for me, because normally I love the shorter bow. But for some reason, this bow is just something about it. I can't explain it. The feel of it is just overwhelming. Really, really, really good bow. And my point being is, I think now what you guys have done here with this bow is you're now competing with a lot of the brands who have a 34 and a 33. Right in line with that, to be honest, and which I think is the most interesting. I'm sorry, I keep going there.
I know,
I just did the video today, so I have all this stuff I'm thinking about. The other thing about that was interesting to me is the price. I thought, oh my gosh, they got this thing almost literally close to an aluminum price, and I couldn't believe it when I was thinking about it. I'm like, wow, this is like not much more than an aluminum for
what
this
do you
bow.
Mean? It's not aluminum.
It's not.
What?
It's magnite.
What?
There you go.
I don't even think we need Jason.
No, I got that.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You can just take it away.
I love it, man. No, but it is. And Dave does brag about the bow a lot. He's been hunting with it all year. I've been watching him shoot it all year. And every time he picks it up, like, you know, you can imagine we get a lot of bows in our studio here. And he shoots this one because he loves it. And it's pretty awesome. The X-Lite because he loves it. But why don't we talk a little bit about your new launch for this year, the Next Light? Want to walk us through it a little bit?
Well, I think we got to go backwards a little bit and talk about magnite, because, you know, there's a question out there that says, you know, what is this material and why is it different or why is it better than anything else? And, you know, really, if I go back even one step farther, you know, I've been in the industry a long time. I started with Hoyt. I was at Hoyt for 15 years. I've been with Plano Synergy. I've been with 10 Point Crossbows. And really the reason why I came to Expedition was because of magnite. And I've worked with, you know, I was involved with the very first carbon bow at Hoyt. And, nice. You know, I made tons of magnesium bows when I was at Hoyt. You know, that's really where we started, was die-cast magnesium. And then die-cast magnesium got replaced by aluminum 6061. And then really aluminum kind of got replaced by carbon because of, you know, the lightweight features that that brings to market. But carbon has some difficulties because most of the carbon bow is still made out of aluminum because you have to attach pockets and other things to it. So,
right.
You know, the weight savings that we all thought we were going to get, and this is even me talking as an engineer, like we thought we were going to get a lot lighter bow when we built the carbon matrix at Hoyt. But by the time you add everything to it that needs to be added to it in order to turn it into a bow, that carbon frame became a carbon and aluminum riser. So gotcha. What Magnite brings is it brings a material that's just as strong as 6061 aluminum, but weighs a third less. So for me, it's like it's a magic pill because I can take a riser that I designed as if it was made out of aluminum, all the structural properties, cross sections, everything that I have to do in order to make a really top-notch aluminum bow. And then I just push the little magic button that says Magnite, and it just turns into a bow that weighs a third less. So if you're talking about, you know, a 2-pound bow, you know, you just took half a pound, 3/4 of a pound out of that riser just by changing the material. So it's fantastic from that standpoint. And then on top of it, it has vibration dampening properties. So I get a lighter material that's inherently got vibration dampening characteristics, and you know, you end up with just magic. So,
is this material, does it get machined down like aluminum? I heard you say that there's a die cast. Is that what it is instead of being machined down, or how does that work?
So in the old days, the original aluminum die casting, or then magnesium die casting, that was a different generation of materials.
Gotcha.
Anybody who's been around in the late 90s is familiar with die cast magnesium. They have a tendency to explode every once in a while because the porosity that's inherent in magnesium. So, you know, in the early 2000s, there were a lot of what were called super magnesiums because you were taking magnesium and aluminum, which is the fundamental, and then you were adding zinc or, you know, some other heavy metals, rare earth elements to try to make this material stronger. But every time you did that, you still ended up with the issue with the cracking, because magnesium is so light that anytime you add something else with it, it tends to create the porosity, and the porosity leads to corrosion and cracking. So one of the things that Magnite is it's actually what it's proprietary for, is it uses ceramic nanoparticles. And these ceramic nanoparticles are electrochemically bonded to the magnesium. And when it's in its, you know, when it's in its form before it gets processed, and then when it gets processed, those ceramic nanoparticles fill in all the voids.
Ah.
And as they fill in all the voids, it takes away all the corrosion, all the cracking, all of those normal problems that you run into with magnesium alloys. It just takes them all away. So anyway, that's something that we're super excited about. It's different than, you know, some of these other super magnesiums that you hear from those other companies that are out there. None of them have the ceramic nanoparticles. And that's really the Magnite difference, is the ceramic nanoparticles.
I'll never forget, we had you all on right before you guys launched Magnite. And it was this big, you guys did a really good job of marketing that, but without telling anybody what it was.
Something's coming.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we were pressing so hard trying to find out and figure it out. And then it launched and we're like, wow, that's pretty cool.
I mean,
the weight reduction aspects of it alone, about everything else.
What was the name of that one? X something?
X-Lite was the original. X-Lite 31 and X-Lite 33.
Yeah. I remember that, man.
Yeah, we were sitting right here at this table.
Yeah,
actually,
come on, Chris, tell us more.
Yeah, you got to give us something. Come on. And it was like days away, or like a week away from launch, or whatever. And it was, but it was a pretty fun time, man. It was.
Basically, in this conversation, though, nobody has this, is what you're saying. That this
correct?
No one. No. So this, and it doesn't matter. People say magnesium, no one has this specific mix, this magnite, right? That's
correct.
The point.
Yep, that's the
nobody
point.
Has it. Nobody no can have it
because they can't get it. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and you know there are things that are close, and you know a good analogy is chocolate cake. You know, if you go buy a Duncan Hines chocolate cake mix, it's mostly butter, chocolate, sugar, flour. But then you go to a really nice restaurant, and you're willing to spend, you know, $20 for a slice of cake. So what's the difference between the you know, the one that costs $2 at Walmart and the one that costs $20 at your favorite restaurant? The answer is like 1% of the ingredient is different and the way that it's processed is different.
That makes
sense. That's the truth with magnite. You know, if you take the super alloys that have magnesium, aluminum, the rare earth elements, you know, they're 99% the same as magnite, but that last 1% is where all the difference is.
Awesome.
Most important.
It is. Yeah. Well, can you walk us through some of the, you know, overall aspects of the bow?
For sure. So, you know, as we were designing this one, we decided to, you know, just start from scratch. And the scratch part of this is the riser. So, you know, you've seen the other generations of X-Lite. They're kind of like smooth and rounded, if you will. This one, we went very geometric, and we did that because we wanted to optimize the strength of the riser. You know, it's one thing to have a light riser, but it's an entirely different thing to have a light riser that's also very structurally stable so that it has very little vibration, very little hand shock, and it also tunes right down the center. I can make a bow that's lighter than the one that you have, but it has too much flex, too much vibration. It'll never gotcha. Break. You know, we ran it through all of our destructive testing and it passed just fine, but it was a little bit finicky to tune. So we were able, because it's magnite, we just added more material to it so that we could get it to the point where it's just rock solid. It's not flexing, easy to tune, very little vibration, and still be, you know, the 30 is only 3.6 pounds. The 33 is 3.75 pounds.
That's crazy.
That's lighter than all the carbon bows.
Yeah.
It's a pound lighter than the aluminum bows. It's just crazy. So, you know, you get this really structurally stable riser, and then we know you got to have a really good grip. So we spent some significant time with that X-Lock grip to make sure that you have something that's very comfortable, very repeatable. It makes everybody a good shooter because there's just one place to put your hand in there. It's got some good texture down the center of the back, so you got a very good center line to it. And, you know, there's lots of different opinions on that, but the grip that everybody shoots the best is the one that has a pretty flat back and is pretty narrow. But, you know, a full wrap grip also gives you the opportunity to hold on to it, take it to the tree stand. Plastic is comfortable when it's cold.
I told myself when we were going to do this podcast that when we started talking about grip, I wasn't going to do this, but we have our in-house grip expert sitting at this table. He has been known for many, many years of picking his bows based on the grip. Dave, what is your opinion of the grip?
I like the grip. It's cool. It's different. It's narrow. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely got a nice, it's like, I like that it's a little bit grippy. So you actually, you can feel a little bit. And then also it does have a good overall sleek feel to it. So, but it does feel very narrow. I feel like the whole bow feels narrow right in this area, right in the grip area.
Yeah.
Which is, I could tell you guys took a lot out of that area to, you know, I don't know if it was to shave it down or really just try to get to, like you said, just that one spot to make people have to get into that one little area of it.
Well, you've been slinging some arrows through this too, so it's working for you.
Oh yeah, sure. Especially this one. Yeah, yeah. It's great shooter.
Yeah. Yep, good deal.
I this was just practice, not a tournament, but I shot my first clean 60x300 this week.
Wow.
So I was like, yeah, this thing will shoot.
Yeah,
that was the X-Lite 33.
No doubt.
A lot of new tech on this bow too. I thought it was interesting because it's almost, and I think you guys would probably agree that it's pretty much a new bow. I mean, the whole thing about it's pretty new.
Yeah.
New riser, new grip. You got new shifting sort of technology. I don't know what you guys call X-Lock tuning.
Yep, X-Lock tune system.
Why don't you tell us about that real quick? Because I know that's very new and very unique.
So what we wanted to do is have something that would allow a consumer to be able to do a a cam shift modification. You know, if it's not tuning where you want it to with your particular style of shooting and your arrow setup, we want you to be able to adjust that. So, you know, this system has what you could think of as like a little fork. So rather than having a round spacer, it has a little fork. And then the little fork will slide next to the cam bearing, between the cam bearing and the edge of the limb. And then it's attached with a screw to our limb tip. So, you know, from a description standpoint, you could say it's a tip shift system that we call the X-Lock Tune system. So these tip shifts, we made three kits because my opinion is that if you have infinite opportunities to adjust it, you have infinite opportunities to screw it up. and also you have infinite reasons to keep messing with it. So we found the spectrum that would get us 99% of everybody's setups. And it's a, you know, kit one, kit two, and kit three. So based on the dots on the back of it, you have a one, a two, and a three dot on the system. One is the narrowest, two is the medium, and three is the biggest. So, you know, if you put a one on this, you know, one on this side and a three on this side, then it's going to shift the cam that way. If you put a two and two, that's the factory balance. And if you go, you know, the three on this side, make sure you can see it, three and one, then it'll shift it over to the other side. And so, yeah, easy to do. You can make the whole entire tune shift in 5 minutes at the top if you're going really slow. So you just loosen the act.
I was just going to say, it's so interesting to me that we have these type of technologies nowadays, when back in the 90s, you'd be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Tuning.
Yeah. And now everybody's like, oh, I want to do this.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Which there's, you know, and I would say, you know, way more than 80% of the people who get this bow with a two tune kit and you set the center shot at 13 16ths, they're going to get a bullet hole as long as they're shooting a reasonably spined arrow. Those that have, you know, just the way that they put their hand in it, or they're trying to shoot a really stiff or a really weak arrow, they may benefit from having it shifted over. But the good part is you're going to shoot it through paper and it's going to do something. It's either going to tear to the right or the left. And then you just move your cam to the direction that fixes that. And you really are only going to have two options. And you know, you're going to shoot it in both places. One of them is going to be better than the other one. And you're going to say, done. I never have to mess with that tune shift system again.
And it's always got to add to that four that you
correct.
Like a two and two, or it's a one and a three. You can't do three and a two. You need to
too thick.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
But the other thing about this is this system, yes, the consumer can do it. Yes. But again, this is a pro shop plus, because a pro shop can do it easier than having to re-shim everything themselves. It's simple.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's a pro shop thing, realistically. Yeah. Most of the bow companies have done something similar because of that. They got to give the pro shop an easier way to.
If they're setting up your bow correctly, they'll be doing that for you. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Just make it faster.
Yeah. And the faster part of it is you just don't have to put it in a bow press. Just loosen the screws on the end of the axle and then, you know, pull the limbs to get a little bit of space in there. And then pull the screw out of the back, put in the different tune shift, tighten it back down, do the same thing on the opposite side, tighten the axles back together, and done. Ready to go
shoot. Tell us about this cam itself. Is this cam a new cam, and what's it called?
So it's called the NXB cam. So the Next Expedition Binary Cam, NXB.
Nice. Okay.
So one of the things that we heard pretty loud was that the Expedition cams tend to be a little bit aggressive. We were kind of chasing speed for several years. And in today's consumer world, speed's not nearly as big a deal as comfort. And so this one, we made a specific effort to make sure that cam had a very smooth kind of transition in the upside, as well as a transition on the backside, so that it's really smooth and comfortable to shoot. Now, the interesting thing was we upsized the bearing and we split it into three modules and we added the quarter inch draw length adjustment and we added a let off adjustment. So you got three positions, 5% different on each. But in that whole process, we were able to take a cam that has a much smoother draw feel and still end up with basically the same end performance. And especially in the shorter draws, it's better performing because now we have a short draw specific module regular draw and a long draw. So when you put yourself in the right module, you have a really nice buttery draw, but you still have all the gains that you get by having, you know, an optimized draw length. So at the end of the day, you have a really good performing cam. On the 30, it's 336. On the 33, it's 330. Those are solid numbers. They will shoot that. But I really enjoy that cam. It's smooth. Love the quarter inch draw length adjustment. That's just so nice to be able to tailor to exactly your draw length. And then I love being able to adjust the let off too.
So this mod, this is a mod specific, correct? So basically if I order this bow, I'm ordering it in a 29, it's a 29. But what you say, a quarter inch increment, you're suggesting, I just want to make sure it's clear to everybody, you can go 29.25 or 28.75?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, so the adjustment range is broader than that as well. So like, it depends on the mod. The long draw module has 1 inch worth of a draw length adjustment.
Oh, okay.
The regular draw mod has about 1¾ inches worth of draw length adjustment. Okay. And then the short draw mod has about 3 inches worth of draw length adjustment.
Wow.
So when you buy the bow, it will come with, you know, it'll come in the specific draw length that you order. So if you order it as a 29, it'll come with a 29. And whichever module is adjacent to that. So like if it comes with a regular, then it'll have a long draw module in the box with it.
Oh, I saw that. I was wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
If you order it as something that would come in the long draw, which would be a 30 or a 31, then it'll be installed in the bow like that. But you'll have the regular module in the box. So, you know, dealers really, they just need to decide whether they want a regular draw length or a short draw length. Because if you order a short draw length, then the short draw length will come installed on the bow and the regular mod will come in the box with it.
Okay.
So really you got a lot of flexibility as a dealer or as a consumer when you buy this bow.
Guys, I hope you're enjoying this great episode of the Outdoor Podcast. Want to take a quick break to say thank you to Carbon Express, one of the companies who helped keep this show going. Carbon Express offers a broad spectrum of arrow offerings from budget beginner arrows to premium high-performance hunting shafts with advanced carbon construction, spine control technologies. If you're serious about archery, hunting or competition, or just want quality gear, they're a strong choice when selecting an arrow. Some of my favorite arrows from Carbon Express are the Maxima Red, which is probably one of the most popular out there, but I am using the Photon today and I absolutely love it. But they do have a lot of different variety and can meet you pretty much anywhere.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Anywhere across the spectrum of price. So check out Carbon Express today when you guys get a minute. And now back to the show.
you've got several inches worth of draw length adjustment that you can make.
Just to throw this out there real quick so people watching. So you're going to have, you guys got the IMS on it and the core, right? Two different options. Correct. For mounting. Yep. For the rest, you have the front Picatinny system, which is really nice. It looks really well done up here.
Really well done.
Also side plate, if you want to do a side plate mounts there. You have a hex mount, looks like, for quivers, I assume.
Yep.
And are these doinkers, these little suppressors?
So they're our own proprietary dampener design.
Are these, I guess, do these go on because you like feel like you guys really need them? Or are they kind of more for show? Because I know that Bo has a lot of suppression already, you know, with the material. That's the only reason I ask.
It's a lot of both. Let's just be honest. Every bow that's being sold, especially the high-end bows, are coming with some sort of dampening device on it.
Yeah.
These are designed so that every one of those dampeners can be removed and the bow can still be shot. So if you want to have the two dampeners on the bottom of the riser because you want a little bit more pendulum weight, you can take them out of the top and be just fine. If you want to have a little bit of sight window weight, you can take the two off of the sight mount side and you can give yourself a little bit of weight on the front side of it.
That's cool. I like how they screw in. That's really cool.
And a lot of it depends on what else you're putting on the bow. If you're wanting to go out and shoot this with a no stabilizer on it or a little stubby stabilizer, then these dampeners they're helpful. But if you're going to put a sidebar and an 8-inch front and stack 3 ounces of weight on it, you know, that's absorbing everything that the little mini dampeners are doing already. So, in that case, I would say take them out and don't have the extra weight on it.
I would say, I know this is going to be asking a lot, and I realize you're not going to be able to probably do this, but like, man, if you could get these in different colors, that would be awesome. Think how cool it'd be if you could customize this bow. If you guys had this in like 30 colors, you know, people could like go crazy. People love that stuff.
We can start with five.
Just give me five to start.
I mean, we can
beige,
we can match
white, green,
red. Match the string colors, right?
Yeah, it'd be so cool. It would be fun.
Exactly.
All right. So here, we got the Max Life 30 and the X Lock stand, which this thing is awesome. Just absolutely so smart. I didn't realize when I first saw the bow, I was like, oh. This is a very interesting pocket area. Then I realized that this was the system that's going to do things like this. And I was like, wow, that is freaking sweet. Just absolutely love this. If you hadn't seen this, Tim, it folds like this. You can shoot with it on. I mean, it's freaking awesome. And what I like about this, and I was telling in the video I talk about it, I just said, here's the thing. I pull it out of my bow case. I get to my hunting location. Boom, boom. I set it right on the ground right next to me as I'm in my truck, getting my stuff on it, setting my bow up, right? It's just so convenient. And when you see me use this bow this year a lot, you're going to see me use the stand all the time. Like literally, we do a lot of pumpkin videos where I shoot pumpkins. Yep. This is my favorite stand for that because I can literally just set it right next to me. I don't have to hang the bow or find somewhere to put it. It's literally so fast.
And it's sturdy too. A lot of the ones that you can just put on, you can buy like as an accessory.
Flexi ones aren't as good.
They have always fallen over on us. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. This one's super steady.
This is awesome, man. Can we get this in different colors?
One request.
So that the slot, just to be clear, is actually a specification M-lock slot. So just like they use on ARs and other firearms. Any M-lock accessory that you want from a bow sling to whatever you can imagine.
Nice.
I mean, there's hundreds of M-lock accessories that go out there. You can use that. But obviously we use that proven attachment method to attach the bow stand. Uses the quarter turn nuts. So it's easy to take on and off if you ever wanted to. But as you found out, what's the point? Like, why would you take it off?
Right.
You don't have to take it off to put it in your bow, in your case. That's traditionally been the biggest issue is you can't get a bow stand in a case. This one, you just fold it down, throw it in the case. You get where you're going, fold it out, and you're ready to go. I live out in the West, and so I was surprised at how useful it is in the West. Because you're doing spot and stock, and there's so many times where you want to set your bow down because you're trying to glass, or even you're in that final 50 yards and you're trying to get your rangefinder set up or something like that. It's so nice to have a have an arrow knocked with a broadhead on it and be able to set this thing down and not have to worry about it. You can even hide behind it while you're stalking. It's beautiful.
Awesome. Yeah. I struggle with this literally right now every week. I'm actually setting this up to hunt with right now as we speak. This is why it's got peep on and stuff. The struggle I've been having is we hunt in these, it's been real rough weather here in Michigan, and we hunt in these really nice ground blinds. They're like rednecks, like real nice. There's no freaking bow hanger. So I have to lay my bow on the floor, take the arrow out because it can't hit the wall, and I have to assemble everything before I shoot. Whereas this, now I can just go boop right next to me, pick it straight up.
I mean, huge.
It's such a big deal, man. This is just the coolest. Now, how does it come off? I didn't take it off. You have to unscrew it a little bit, or?
Yeah. So the two screws are in there, those are the M-lock T-nut. So all you do is you spin it out, and they naturally will orient themselves to the long ways of the slot.
And then
it just comes out.
Yeah, you can see them.
And then to put it back in, then you just set it in with them loose, set it in. And then when you rotate, when you tighten them down, they will naturally quarter turn to the cross position. And there you go.
Simple and easy.
I do have some more ideas for you guys. I'll tell you offline, though.
Okay.
And you are an engineer, so for you, you're going to want to hear it. But yeah. This is the type of thing that's just awesome, man. Yeah, what a great shooting bow system.
Same tech, same.
Yeah, it's the other bow.
Yeah. Everything's the same. What about the draw length?
So these bows are exactly the same. Okay. The only difference is the length of the axle to axle. One is 30, one is 33. Both of them have a 6 3/8 brace height. And then as far as cam and limb, they're all exactly the same.
Okay.
So the draw length difference is the longer the 33 will go out to 31 inch draw length, but it will go all the way down to 26 inch draw length.
Wow. Holy cow.
Actually, I think it goes to 25. Sorry, got that. And then the 30 will go 30 and a quarter in the longest position. And then it will go down to 25 and 3/4 on the short side.
Okay.
It actually goes down to 24.5, according to your website.
Well, thanks for keeping me in line here. Yeah.
24.5 to 31. That's incredible.
That's a huge amount.
That's a huge amount. Did you guys launch? I thought I read, and maybe I'm wrong, but I thought there were some accessories too besides this here. Was there like a quiver or something?
Yep, we did. So, here's the quiver.
Oh, here we go. Ooh, so, that's cool.
So we have X-Lock quiver, X-Lock accessories. So, you know, this one has a lever lock system. So just a simple lever, this comes off.
Oh, wow. Easy. Perfect.
This thing only weighs 4.5 ounces, holds 5 arrows, carbon spanner, you know, lever lock system.
Wow, that's nice.
The gripper is made to hold standard arrows as well as the micro diameters. You have a rear deploy as far as and the side deploys. This thing comes in the box with the post, which is custom to these bows. Like you mentioned that we have the hex.
Mm.
It also comes with a sight mount that has a hex sticking out of it.
Oh, cool.
So if you have a different style bow that doesn't have this hex in it, it will work for any of those as well. We also have a two-piece quiver, same style, but it will attach in the top and the bottom. So two-piece configuration. But we're pretty excited about that. And then we also have stabilizer.
Wow.
So cool. 8-inch stabilizer, 3 ounces worth of adjustable weights on the front. It comes with a quick disconnect. So when you buy it, it will have the quick disconnect with it. So we've got that option as well. And then we have also designed a little side mount.
Oh, cool.
So you can get a side kick as well. So we have two options of quivers and two colors, Dave. So you can get a black or flat dark earth.
Woo!
So you can match your accessory colors, you know, pockets and wheels and stuff like that. And then we have the front stabilizer. We have the side stabilizer. Then we have the bow stand.
I don't want to make anybody sad here watching this show, because maybe by the time you see the show, this won't be sold out, but everything is sold out. Both quivers, the stand, the stabilizer,
everything's
sold out.
We have we've had an overwhelmingly good response to our Nexlight bows.
That's awesome.
And the X-Lock accessories. Awesome. It's been off the charts. So we're excited about that.
The design of this quiver, though, I love the fact that you guys designed this to look similar to the bow, like the curves and stuff. It looks, did you see this?
Yeah.
It's like squared. I love it. It's just like so cool looking.
I love the lever too. It makes it just so easy.
Yeah, I do as well. Cause all these little nuts and other things.
Turn it this way, pinch this thing.
Yeah. Only charging $90 for that stabilizer. I'm surprised. I'm not gonna lie. That's a good price.
$149 for the quiver.
Wow.
That's not bad at all.
No.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So all these accessories are very, very good prices. I know our goal, and you know, you mentioned it as far as the Magnite is concerned as well. You know, whenever you go to a new material and there's a low demand for it, it's super expensive. So when we first launched the X-Lite products, you know, our bows were expensive. They're $1,800-$1,900. But as now the volume is rolling and we're getting into year four right now, we are able, because of those economies of scale, to bring the pricing way down compared to what it has been in the past.
Definitely come down. It's amazing.
Are you able to talk about the Onyx partnership and you got going on with that? Because I was reading that on the front page. I'm like, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
So this year we thought, well, hey, what's a way that we can get people to have a little bit of fun? And, you know, treasure hunts are things that are fun. So we allocated 6 bows, and then we divided the United States up into 6 sections, and then partnered with Onyx. Onyx has got 1 million subscribers. Yep. And then we had some of our pro staff guys take an X-Lite in a bow case with some Rage broadheads and arrows and, you know, game camera and all the other partners that we had involved. And then we went out into the woods and we dropped that bow and we put a pin location, gave it to Onyx. Onyx pushed it out to all their subscribers. We also put it on our website. And so, you know, if you're close, you had a pin location where there's a brand new X-Lite with a bunch of cool stuff.
That's so cool.
And it turned into a race.
That's so cool.
Like, you know, like literally we're the last one happened 2 days ago. And
the last one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
These have been going for the last almost a month.
Okay.
So we started them, you know, the day that we launched in November, and then it went through till just this week. But this one that happened this week, there was, you know, 2 guys got them and made it to the place, heading into this piece of the woods, and then they see each other and they're like, and so then they're starting, you know, to run.
Yeah.
And so, but they don't know so they don't know exactly where it is. Cause it wasn't exactly the pin, but it was close.
Within
30 yards of where it was at. So then they're kind of trying to figure it out. And then they see this case and then it's a sprint. And this one guy just absolutely biffs it. Ends up with, you know, and then the other guy gets in front of him and dives on the case. And anyway, so there.
So are you guys there watching all of this unfold?
So we have the game camera recording.
Okay.
We're able to watch what's happening. Cool. And you'll start seeing some of that come out on our social media channels.
That'll be the footage
of these guys coming in. And you know, there's a lot of bleeping that has to happen because people get pretty excited about it.
I bet.
That's hilarious. What states were they in? What states end up being in?
So we had Pennsylvania, Georgia, Missouri, Wisconsin, Montana. I don't remember where the other one was.
That's cool.
If you go on our website, you can see the actual pin locations because they're all there now.
That's so cool.
I love it, man. That's awesome.
I have a feeling this is going to be a staple for every year now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things we were concerned about was, you know, does it interrupt the hunting?
Yeah.
You know, we don't want too many people scavenging around through the woods, blowing other people's deer out.
Just let us know we're dropping in Michigan. We can find a place.
Yeah.
What? Right?
I love it. Oh, yeah.
We got a place.
Oh,
I know a whole bunch of places.
So much.
Michigan's vast forest up north.
Yep.
Yep. But you know, on that, it was pretty funny because we had a couple of situations where, you know, a buddy gets the text and says, oh, I got a drop, who then texts his buddy and said, are you hunting today? And the buddy's like, yeah, I'm in my stand. And then they send him the location and say, well, there's a bow really close to you. And they're dude, I'm done hunting. And so they just bail out of the tree stand and they're rucking, you know, ripping it through the woods, jump on the bow.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool to do it again, but the next time make it a little harder where you do a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
So you go to that first location, there's a clue, but you got to figure it out. It's not just, hey, you go here. You have to figure out what it means. It could say like, Devil's Tower, and
you can really mess with some people too.
You can have like a golden ticket treasure hunt, man. Then like,
yeah,
you can have some crazy. This is a good idea though. I love it.
Partner with like a XLP and have like the first one is a tree stand.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying. You could,
and then eventually the bow's hung up in a tree. They have to get the tree stand
to get to it.
To get to the
it's like a part of the. But sign here.
That is so fun though, man. That's a good good job on that. Whoever caught that up, that's pretty cool, man. Awesome.
All right.
Yeah,
so
it was good. Time for sure.
Yeah.
I know I was going to ask you guys. So what's going to happen with the rest of the bows? So like, for instance, I'm pretty sure you guys are out of crossbows now. Is that accurate?
That's correct. We're out of crossbows completely.
What about like things like the APX? Is that something that'll be gone soon or stick around or?
Yep. APX is in end of life. This year we have all the X lights are still for sale. Prices are drastically reduced. So if somebody wants one of those cool X-Lite 32s that you're shooting,
great bow.
You can get one for a pretty good deal, several hundred dollars less than what it was last year. We still have the Experience, which is a good bow, but it's also getting into its end of life phase.
I only asked the question because I'm wondering from your perspective where Expedition sees themselves as far as entry level and youth, like, is that something you guys will cover or going forward? Is that you're not going to really go that route and stay more performance high end? I was just curious.
Yeah. I mean, for today we're mostly in just the performance and high end. However, we know that, you know, as we grow and gain a more solid foothold, we want to be also somebody that can provide bows for kids as well as entry level bows. But right now the focus is on Magnite, which is an expensive material.
Yeah.
And we see a great opportunity within the marketplace right now. People are looking for something different. You know, there's a big M company if you want an aluminum bow, and there's a big H company if you want a carbon bow. But if you don't want one of those two materials and you want something that's really cool, cutting edge, super lightweight and fantastic, that's where Expedition comes in.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah. And we really think that, you know, that's a decision that a consumer needs to make is, do you want an aluminum bow that's heavy? Do you want a carbon bow that's even heavier than an aluminum bow? Or do you want a really lightweight bow, which is what Magnite brings?
Well, and you guys are situated price-wise to just be the sweet spot in that area for that side.
I only asked the original question because I thought, well, it's because some people are never going to be able to get over the $1,000. You know what I mean? They're never going to push past it. But the question becomes, do you become a company that has an option for that person to then build up into a better Expedition? Or do you say, you know what, we're going to be more geared towards only the high-end market, which is fine either way, just throwing it out there. But,
yeah,
you know, I love to see bows around $999, you know, when it's possible. That's what I was getting at, when it's possible.
Yeah.
Just because I know it has a chance to pull in new users and people who can't afford to get into the higher-end stuff of the market, but still experience whatever it is that Expedition can do, right? That was my point in the story.
I mean, Reflection is a great bow. Reflection 32, I mean, that's basically an $800 bow, and that's a really, really good bow. But, you know, a little sneak preview, we'll definitely be putting some effort into making a new version of that Reflection 32 for next year.
Yeah, perfect. That's what I was getting to. I just wasn't sure if we were saying like that's all going away and we're sticking up at the top, or if we are going to kind of redo the line, because you guys do have a line that fits a lot of people. Just a matter of, you know, if you hold into that or don't hold into it, you know.
Yep. I mean, we're definitely leaning into that. Just the priority right now is to make the coolest Magnite bow we can possibly make.
You did it this year.
I think you guys did an unbelievable job.
I'm with you, Dave. I love the 33. I mean, the 30 is a little nimble bow, but man, the 33 just shoots fantastic.
That's awesome.
What blows my mind the most about it, if I'm being honest, is the, it's like It's like $100 more.
Yeah.
It's not that much more to get the
big. Well, and look at the weight. The weight, so, what, like a quarter ounce or something, or quarter pound.
You're
like so minimal too.
It's a couple ounces
as well. Yeah.
And the next 30 is within, I think, $50 of one of the competitors for aluminum. So that's insanity. Yep. This is on your website prices. I don't know what the dealers, they might be a little less. So either way, just a lot of options there. When it says 65 pound draw weight, does that mean 55 to 65?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's always 10?
Yeah, peak weight draws. And so we say 10. I mean, you might be able to stretch it to 15, but as you get 15 pounds down, the strings and cables start to get a little bit loose and you lose some of that efficiency, you gain a little bit of vibration. So we like to say stay within 10 pounds of what the peak is, but we do offer a 50 pound option, 60, 65, 70, and then 80 pounds.
Yeah.
So, you can get exactly what you want.
Full range for pretty much every hunter out there, even up to that 31 inch. So on that 33. So that's awesome.
Yeah. If you haven't given Expedition a shot yet, I would definitely encourage you to go. We've almost doubled our dealer base this year. So awesome. You should be able to find Expedition products in places that you haven't seen them before. Pretty much all the major shops are now carrying Expedition because they see the merit of Magnite. And now that we've come down into a pricing structure that puts us right in line with all the other aluminum brands that are out there, it's really competitive advantage compared to carbon and other things that are in that super lightweight category. So yeah, give it a shot. I think you will be impressed. And
awesome, Jason. Thank you so much for joining.
Thanks, man.
We appreciate it, guys.
Thanks.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.